This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. About 1,300 people gathered at the Denina Convention Center yesterday for the 30th Annual Elders and Youth Conference, which is hosted by the First Alaskans Institute during the same week as the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, which is coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In his keynote address at Elders and Youth, 17-year-old Devlin Anderstrom from Yakutat introduced himself in his Tlingit language and then gave his entire 9-minute speech in it, never once slipping into English until he gave the speech a second time. Anderstrom's speech was no small feat. There are only a few hundred Tlingit speakers left, and most of them are more than 60 years old. Anderstrom, who's a senior at Yakutat High School, learned some of the language growing up, although he left Alaska as a young boy and didn't return until he was 12.
I've lived in downtown Denver, the suburbs in Northern California, even a small rural community in Nebraska. When I left home, I knew the entire time that home was where I belonged, and it was my place to be.
Growing up, Anderstrom says he spent a lot of time around elders who spoke the language fluently. He began his study of Tlingit in earnest after he moved back home to Yakutat. Just this year, he started taking Lance Twitchell's Tlingit language class through the University of Alaska Southeast. Anderstrom says one of the reasons he's been so dedicated to learning Tlingit is because some cultural values and ideas can only be truly expressed in their original language.
One of them would be Hashagun. So Hashagun, it's our ancestors, and at the same time, it's the future generations. Like, everything that we were and everything that we will be, and it's just kind of a hard concept to explain.
Anderstrom is also a Inupiaq and Otna and Tanacross Athabascan, and he's trying to learn those languages as well as Tlingit. The emphasis on language at the Elders and Youth Conference continued into the afternoon. Members of the Alaska Native Language Preservation Council outlined recommendations for the governor and state legislature they've developed through surveys, research, and public input. Council Chair and Alaska Native Heritage Center Director Annette Evans-Smith says the council is recommending the creation of a database of information so people can learn from the success of others.
We hope to build the groundwork for many more intergenerational opportunities that will happen within families, within homes, within our educational system. And so the first area we want to address is really doing research and identifying where our speakers are, where our learners are, and where are our programs, and how successful are they.
Another council member, Dr. Waukee Charlie, a Yupik linguistics professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says some regions of the state have well-established programs, commissions, or councils dedicated to language revitalization and education, while others have little to no language preservation infrastructure. Still, Charlie says, families, communities, and Native organizations have passed on values, attitudes, and a worldview that create fertile ground for learning.
We all have those unconsciously agreed upon set of sociolinguistic and cultural rules that nobody is ever going to take away from you. And that's the basis by which every single one of you can learn and to embrace and to speak your heritage language.
Elders and youth then gathered in language circles. In the Yupik language circle, Elder James Sippery from Tuksuk Bay, speaking through moderator Pepsi Jacobson, told the group of about 100 people there is strength in knowing your native language.
It's your identity, it's your belief, it's your values. And God, our Creator, gave each and everyone a native language that they could speak in, and it shows them who they are.
Former Akiak Mayor and Tribal Chief Andrew Jasper, who facilitates healthy relationships and healthy families for the Bethel Tribe, placed responsibility for language preservation on parents and grandparents.
He wanted to challenge their parents and grandparents to be instruments in keeping our language alive by speaking in Yupik and to pass it on to our children. It's our job. It's our job as parents, and it's our gift to our children.
The First Alaskans Elders and Youth Conference continues today and tomorrow at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.